This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, great opportunity to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. No waiting right now to get on with your retirement-related questions for CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas from Klaus Financial. A couple of things to keep in mind. Obviously, if you have questions, you can always call throughout the telephone number throughout the show. You can also find more information about Klaus Financial online, their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Without any further ado, we say hello to our retirement planning professionals, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. It's a little slick out there.
Yes. And you've experienced it twice now.
So. I have. I had to run back out to my car to get my show notes, and I almost fell in the parking lot. Be careful, everyone.
Oh, man. Yes, we don't need to hurt CJ again. Malia, how are you this morning?
Very good. I heard that you were trying to build another snowman this morning, Sean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I need to, keep me company. I need friends. No. Oh, man. It is a bit of a doozy out there, as CJ pointed out. Do be cautious. Do be careful as you're traveling around town this morning. We got an interesting conversation ahead. We're going to be keeping it real. We'll talk about real estate and investing in real estate. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation about investing in real estate for retirement, one of the cool things that you guys do at Klaus Financial is the weekly Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, a chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, you offered up a $25 gift card to Texas Roadhouse. As Malia, you point out, just perfect for Valentine's Day weekend. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. Little tip, though, to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Typically, not only does the question, but the answer comes up during each week's Money in Motion program as well. So listen closely. So again, chance to win a $25 gift card to Texas Roadhouse a little bit later on in the program. And before we start talking about real estate, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Not only get the question, but get the answer to last week's as well.
Yes, we had a lot of listeners last week. The question was, federal deposit insurance, known as FDIC, currently insures bank savings accounts for how many dollars per person and per account? So we presented this information last week. Lori of Sun Prairie, congratulations. You had the correct answer. The FDIC insures your deposits for up to $250,000 per account, per depositor, per FDIC-insured bank, and per ownership category. So in other words, you can put away a lot of money and have it insured. So thanks for listening, all of you who called in. And again, congratulations to Lori.
And really good stuff. And if you missed any of last week's program or any of the previous shows, you can always find the podcasts up at Klaus Financial's website, which is klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can also learn more about Klaus Financial as well as sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, just get to klausfinancial.com. So today we're going to be talking about the idea of investing in real estate as a retirement plan. Now, we hear a lot of stories of people flipping houses. Is this a good idea to be using that vehicle for future retirement money?
Yeah, we thought this would be a good topic to discuss. I actually don't think we've done a show on this in the 7 years we've been on the air, at least not specifically dedicated to real estate, although we've talked about housing and real estate investments quite often on the show. This show is dedicated to just that. Is real estate a reasonable investment, especially as it relates to what we do, which is help people plan for a solid retirement and then into retirement. So really good topic for us to discuss. So first, we are not real estate professionals, but we do understand a lot of the options, obviously, with regards to various ways to utilize real estate in your portfolio. So we'll be looking at different pros and cons. Investing in any kind of real estate at any point in your life is complex. So we would just kind of warning as we head into this, you really need to generally know what you're doing as it relates to real estate before you decide to jump in with both feet. Also, as we begin this topic, I want to remind people, we sometimes will run into people who say, hey, I heard that gold is the best thing since sliced bread and I should just have all my money in gold. And I go, who'd you hear that from? And they go, well, the gold broker down the street. And then somebody else said, I heard stocks are like the best thing you should ever buy. And there's like no risk and you can make 20% rates of return. Who'd you hear that from? My stockbroker. Oh, okay. I heard real estate. It's like incredible and you can never lose and it's liquid. And who'd you hear that from? My real estate agent. So be careful. Be careful, because people who are selling stuff are going to try to make it look really good. I would just encourage you, I think any of those things I just mentioned could be a part of a portfolio, but who are you getting the advice from and how much do you understand about that asset? So you can't talk about about the real estate market without looking back a few years. Though the housing crash and the Great Recession occurred more than a decade ago, the crisis is still very much a part of Americans' lives. As a matter of fact, more than 7 million Americans lost their homes during the housing crash of 08 and 09. Well, 07, 08, and 09. The problem stemmed from fraudulent lending practices, blind secondary markets, rising interest rates, and deteriorating home prices. But, you know, you just have to be aware, there is the dark side of real estate, is when you have a crash in it, you could lose renters. If you're renting out real estate, you could lose commercial lenders if you own commercial property, or you could even lose your home if you fall on hard times, lose your job, and can't pay your mortgage anymore. So the question is, should you own real estate? And the answer, which is the best answer we can give, is it all depends. So what are your interests? What kind of money do you have to invest? What are your financial goals? What's your tolerance for risk? What kind of lifestyle considerations might come into play? And as I was preparing for the show, I thought of a good example, because sometimes people get frustrated with our answer of it depends. And I just wanted to give you a little context of why we say that. If I came to you on the street and I said, hey, there's two different types of health insurance plans. One costs $2 a month. One costs $200 a month. Which one are you going to buy?
The $2 one.
Well, that's true. But what would a wise person say?
What does it cover?
Bingo. Well, what does it cover?
I'm throwing $2 at CJ before I ask the question.
Sean's the bozo in this example. No, the right answer would be, well, I can't make a decision just based on premium alone. Sure. What does it cover? Well, wait a minute. I just asked you what you want to buy. So in a similar way, when somebody comes to us and says, should I buy real estate and investment in retirement? We have to say it depends. We have to ask a series of questions, not because we're trying to pull a fast one on you, but rather because it literally does depend on a lot of different factors. So we're going to look at seven ways to potentially invest in real estate in retirement, and we'll just talk through each of those ways and the pros and the cons.
Really? Oh, sorry about that.
No,
really
no, go
exciting
ahead.
Show ahead, and definitely if you have questions, whether it's about using real estate in retirement or any other type of retirement-related question, we have our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial in studio to guide you and answer your questions. All you got to do is pick up the phone right now. We'll get you on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, it is complimentary. That number, 442-5637. Or if you have questions, we'll get you right on the air now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We will continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Don't forget you can find them online. Learn more about Kloss Financial at klossfinancial.com. Website spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Or if you have questions for CJ and Malia, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking about using real estate as an investment for retirement, and left off that last segment talking about it depends, and all the different types of considerations that need to be made if this is something you are looking to do. So let's talk then about some of the ways that you could invest in real estate for retirement. Some of the plans there, and some of the different avenues that can be taken.
Sure. So we're going to go through seven different ways to potentially invest in real estate for retirement. And way number one would be owning your own home. Certainly, that is a piece of hard real estate asset that you could own. And it's the most common way, of course, for people to own real estate is through their own home. For most people, their home is one of their most valuable assets as they head into retirement. But we don't really see this asset, of course, as the best way to help fund retirement, because there's this, as the saying goes, you can't eat your home. Now, sometimes bankers will push back on that and say, well, you could by stripping out equity through a home equity loan. But generally speaking, we're not going to say that's always bad, but generally that's a bad idea. We would prefer that you keep your owned home and you don't rebuild back up debt as you head into retirement. It just makes things riskier and more unpredictable. So while owning your home in retirement is the most consistent, obvious way for people to own real estate in retirement, it doesn't generally fund the retirement unless you were to downsize. And by the way, we'll talk about this in a moment, but residential real estate hasn't grown a lot over the last 20 to 30 years. Certain pockets, like in Seattle and San Francisco and whatnot, have really spiked in price over time, but on average, not that much. So really, when you hear us say homes are one of the most valuable assets people have as they come into retirement, you should think about it not from the standpoint of, oh, I should own a home, but rather, why? And it actually has to do with because you're forced to pay it off. It's actually just behavioral. I'm gonna go Dave Ramsey here for a moment. It's totally behavioral.
Pretty good.
Right?
Yes.
It's just you're forced to. I mean, you don't have the option not to pay it off last time I checked, unless you just want to refi constantly, which is a bad idea. So like, it's probably not the home. It's probably the behavior aspect, which you should try to do that in other ways in your life. The second way that you could invest in real estate is purchasing residential property and renting it out. So this is another potential. The trick is that you need to have consistent tenants who are willing to pay enough for you to cover any mortgage you have on the property, plus insurance, taxes, maintenance, and most other aspects of the property. But obviously, there's some pros here. And this is one of the ways that people own real estate in retirement and actually get cash flow out of it is they rent it out, they generate cash flow, pay their mortgage if they have one, and then it generates income, not to mention any underlying appreciation of the property. So this can be one of the highest cash flow ways to generate income in retirement, and it is by far the most common way we see people trying to supplement a funding of income need in retirement. The con of this can be that you have to sometimes manage the rental property, which can be time-consuming and stressful, or you have to hire an entity to do it for you, which of course just diminishes your return. You need to be capable of taking care of problems with the home or dealing with tenants, having the ability to pay for the mortgage if you have vacancies over time. And you know, keep in mind, if something happened to you, would your spouse even be able to continue on this rental real estate empire that you're building? So just some pros and cons to consider, but that's another option.
Really good information there. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find everyone from Kloss Financial online. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn more about how Kloss Financial can help you, or if you are an employer, help you with your employees. There are different divisions there at Kloss Financial. Again, just get to the website, klossfinancial.com. While you're there, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. If you have questions for CJ and Malia, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial's telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. First appointment at Kloss Financial is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. If you haven't cut the cord, you still got cable, you've probably seen a billion home flipper shows. I think also they stream as well. And we'll talk a little bit about flipping a home. You hear people talking about that to make a profit, to make some money. We'll get some of the pros and cons on that. Also, commercial property, and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Still got time if you've got questions for CJ and Malia. Love to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can set up an appointment anytime with Kloss Financial. First appointment at Kloss is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial, and the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Talking about using real estate as part of your retirement plan, some of the pros and cons of different options. And as mentioned before the break, I see them all the time, these house flipping shows. There's some big-time celebrities that that get involved in this stuff. Is that an option for people? Is flipping a house something that you could do for an income source in retirement?
Yes, certainly there's that potential. And so I know everybody's all excited. Every dentist office I walk into has the shows on, and we're all motivated to say, maybe I should consider that. So the shows out there right now, yeah, you just have to laugh at some of the names. You got Flip or Flop, Love It or List It, Fixer Upper, Brother versus Brother, Desert Flippers, you name it. There's a great marketing campaign behind these shows. And they really do an interesting job showcasing the ins and outs of buying, fixing, and reselling the houses for a profit. Of course, that's the key, selling these houses for a profit. So we call this wholesale real estate investing. So you're purchasing a property with the idea that you're not planning on using it, generally speaking. You're planning on flipping it with the intention of selling it for a financial gain. Now, let's keep in mind that on TV, they rarely show you the situations that didn't work out, right? They're showing us, hey, they made 20 grand, 50 grand on the flip. Well, let's just be honest, not all of these turn out profitable as a venture. So while it can be profitable, it can also be a very good way to lose money, especially if you don't have the right assets, the skills, and the know-how. So, you know, my husband might look at this idea, and I'm going to say, yeah, but we'd still have to call the plumber. We'd still have to call the drywaller, you know. So we really have to look at what our own skills are. You really do need some real estate knowledge. You need some access to cash and some financial expertise. So one thing I want everyone to hear is we're not big proponents of cashing out a 401k or an IRA to do this simply because you went to a seminar and they convinced you it was a sure thing. Because let's just be honest, nothing is a sure thing when it comes to flipping real estate. So just be real slow and intentional on that. Do your homework before you make a decision just because it looked great on TV.
You know, I've been hanging out with you guys for a few years now, because as soon as you said cashing out a 401k or IRA, my stomach churned. It made it like, oh my goodness, that's a horrible idea. Sorry about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and we've seen it happen. It's not a good idea. So another area for real estate to consider is buying commercial properties and renting those out. So this is more of a kind of a long-term thing you might be doing a few years prior to retirement, starting to pay down a mortgage on a commercial property and actually, dealing with probably fewer tenant issues and then securing an income stream in retirement from those larger commercial properties. So the improvement costs on those can be quite sizable. But if you have, again, excess cash that you're looking to diversify, that might be an area that makes sense for you to consider buying commercial properties. And then finally, buying a vacation home, our fifth one, renting it out part-time. So, you know, this is the idea that you find a house in a desirable location. You might be able to make some money, from a few vacation renters. And maybe you're going to use it part-time yourself. So, again, the pros to this is rentals might be predictable in highly desirable locations, might be Florida, not Wisconsin today. You might be able to enjoy the house yourself. But keep in mind the negatives are that the vacation rentals can be expensive and they're seasonal. So you might be taking some risk. Maybe it's a hurricane area. Who knows? But you want to look at all the different options of does it really make sense and not just be purchasing real estate because it looked good when you were on vacation one particular time.
Great advice, great information as always. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. And Bill joins us with a question and an observation. Bill, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, so the questions are more of a statement than a question. Having worked in the trade and having seen where people have been their own general contractor for either building their house or for flipping houses, if you're acting as a general contractor, you have to find subs to do the work for you. Most of the subs have general contractors they work with all the time, and you, as somebody, Johnny, come lately with a small project for them to do, you're going to be at the end of the list as far as getting stuff done, them guys getting to your house. So that's another aspect you have to think about, is that even though you have the money and you think it's a good thing, your timeline might be really messed up when you're trying to get subcontractors come in and do this work for you. Bill, another thing to think about.
Bill, I love that you called in and stated this. As a matter of fact, before you called, as Malia was just speaking there, I thought to myself, so who really should mess with flipping real estate? And my thought was general contractors. Because they have the market, they have the connections, they have the buying power with the subs because they've been using the subs. The subs will actually come in and do it. Who should not be doing this? People who have no experience in real estate. And yet it's funny because these TV shows don't pipe into just general contractors or subcontractors' homes. They pipe into everyday Americans' homes. And so these everyday Americans run out and try to do it. And they are really competing in the marketplace with the Bills of the world, right? Who know exactly what they're doing and exactly the time frame they need to do it in. So, Bill, thanks for the call. Great reminder.
Great information there, as always. Great observation as well, Bill. Before we get to the Kloss Quiz question of the week, one last point, and I see this a lot. There's a lot of kind of really nice kind of touristy towns. I tend to notice you'll see a lot of people kind of running their own business, whether it's like a bookstore or the bed and breakfasts of the world. What about purchasing commercial property and running your own business out of it in retirement?
Yeah, so these are the final two categories of the seven. So owning commercial property where you run a business, a bookstore, as you said, or a or any sort of small business, that could be another option. But again, you're getting into a financial outlay or taking on a mortgage, which can raise the risk of your overall financial proposition. And there's about a 95% failure rate on brand new businesses, so have to be careful. And then the last category was owning a real estate investment trust. That can be a way to, and by the way, there's a couple different types of REITs. There's mortgage REITs, there's equity REITs, there's hybrid REITs, there's non-traded REITs, and there's traded REITs. You need to know what kind of a real estate investment trust you're getting into, because very commonly people will come into our office and say, I've heard of these REIT things and they sound really good. I can own real estate and be diversified. That could be true. So that's another way to consider investing in real estate, is in a more diversified fashion through a real estate investment trust. But again, there's pros and cons to that. So I had mentioned this at the beginning of the show. Final quick comment here. How much has residential real estate really grown on average? Because very commonly it's your home is where you hold most of your net worth for the average American. True statement. But is it because it has grown so substantially? And the answer is no, because after accounting for inflation, historically, the average home value has risen by just 1.5% per year. Compare this to stock returns. Stocks have generated roughly 7% per year after inflation. So now, is that me saying everybody should own stocks? No, I'm not a stockbroker, right? But it is a comparison to kind of say, hey, what should I be only putting money in real estate or only in stocks? Probably not. It's about some amount of diversification. But just be aware, your home is not where you're going to build wealth way above and beyond inflation. It's just a place where you will harbor some equity. You also need to be saving into 401ks, IRAs, after-tax accounts, things like that.
Really good information, as always. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. I know the roads are a bit hairy this morning. If you have questions, don't forget you can always call Kloss Financial's office. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It's complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. Also, another option if you want to have a question answered on the show is get to klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can submit a question right from the website for the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. Do that pretty regularly. So if you have a question, maybe something popped in your head this morning, and just because of road conditions, a little delayed this morning, get a chance to call in. Love to hear from you that way as well. Just get to klossfinancial.com. Mentioned the telephone number earlier. It's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question Week. You're going to want to hold on to that number because it's now your chance to win a $25 gift card for Texas Roadhouse. This week's Kloss Quiz Question Week works like this, like each and every other week. You'll have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 442-5637. If you are the first call with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Texas Roadhouse. And this week's Kloss Quiz question of the week is this. Looking at historical data, the average home value has increased by how much? Is it 1.5% or 10%? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller to Kloss Financial's office at that number with the correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Texas Roadhouse. Again, their number 442-5637. Is it 1.5 or 10%? Don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, and no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Their number 442-5637 and online KlossFinancial.com. CJ, Malia, always fun hanging out. You guys have a great week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. We'll be checking in with Dr. Nicole Hemkiss next with Advocate MD here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.